let you get back to your children and enjoy your day. We just thank God for our young people that came to church this morning.
Amen.
Give us some love this morning.
Amen.
Amen. As much as they enjoy Christmas Day, it's a blessing to have a mind to even come to the house of God. And so we pray God's strength upon them and just continue to bless them, that they will understand that it's all about Jesus. It's good to have a good family and to get things, but things are just things. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. So we thank God for your presence in this place this morning. Gospel according to St. Luke, I'll be reading verses 6 through 11. Supporting scripture this morning, St. John 1 and 14. Bible reads this morning, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The basis of our thinking coming from the 11th verse. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. John 1 and 14 reads, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and was beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We are to use the thought of subject this morning. We'd like to speak from the thought, the day our Savior was born.
Amen.
The day our Savior was born. Every day that God allows us to rise, we ought to be able to tell our God, thank you. Well, it is a blessing this morning to be counted amongst the living, just to be in the house of the Lord one more time. And so we just thank God for how he is yet blessing and keeping us. In the midst of it all, he is truly worthy to be praised. Had not been for the Lord who was on our side this morning, I wonder what in the world would we do. We serve a good God, and our God is worthy of our praises. We're here this morning because he is God. We're here this morning because it's a day of celebration. We're here because it's a day of worship. We are here because we love the Lord this morning. And it's good to love God. It is good to love God. There is none perfect, no, not one. But God is the one that makes a way possible. We can assemble ourselves together in this household of worship and to give God praises and to thank him for the many things that he is doing in our lives. So we find this morning that it's only by the power and the grace of God that we are here as we reminisce and we celebrate the most significant birth of all time, a birth that even exceeds the creation of Adam and Eve, a birth that brought about the greatest gift of all to mankind. God so ordained and allowed his son to become human flesh and dwell among the people of God to save us from our sins. And so there was a great purpose. There was a reason why Jesus had to be born. We tell somebody about the birth of Jesus, we are sharing what we like to call good news. It is good to have some good news sometimes. We live in a time when every time you turn around, there's always some bad news. There's always something negative happening. There's always somebody walking around with their heads hung down and with a frown on their faces. But even in the midst of what one might be going through, you still could give God some kind of praise. We have those that have a testimony this morning. I don't look like what I've been through, but then we got some that if you go by the way they look on the outside, you begin to wonder, are they blessed by the best or not? do they know God to be their God? You know, we got to understand that it's not about us this morning. It's all about the power of a loving God. And once we know who God is, once we know about the birth of Christ, then it is our obligation to share that good news. We can share that good news without being a preacher, prophet, or priest. You don't have to know all of that or have a title on your name to reveal that God is a mighty good God. You don't have to be able to quote every scripture, to dot every I and cross every T to tell about the good news. Good news of glad tidings that Jesus Christ, our God, our Savior, was born. Not only was he born, but he was born in a way that was very humble, in a way that makes us recognize that God wants us to stay humble. God don't want us to be so high-minded and to have our heads so full and to be all up on the pedestal thinking that it's about us and what we've done, because everything we do, we got to understand where our strength comes from. How it is that we were able to get up this morning, how it is that God blessed us in such a mighty, special way. And then we look at this birth talking about Jesus. We find that it was first revealed to the shepherds as they were abiding in the fields, taking care of their flock. Today, in many parts of the world, we recognize and celebrate this day as the birthday of Jesus the Christ. And we often say he is the reason for the season. Now, as we well know, our birthday only comes once a year. Once a year, we get a chance to celebrate our birthday. And as we observe Christmas one day out of the year, but when we consider who Jesus is, all that the Lord God has done for us, when we acknowledge him as Jesus, when we say that every day is a day of thanksgiving, when we read in the Bible where it declares that Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. If we start to think in those terms, then we could very well have Christmas every day. If Christmas is all about Jesus, then we ought to be talking about Jesus every day. Every day ought to be a day of celebration. Every day we ought to thank God for the birth of Jesus the Christ. And so if it was Christmas every day, all I'm saying is that we just recognizing and acknowledging who Jesus is. Now, I know that there are those of us in here this morning that every day at some point during that day, you talk to your father. You talk to him and you let him know that you're thankful. You let him know that you got some things that, you know, sometimes we got to understand that we need to talk to God when we don't need nothing. We need to talk to God when things are going good. We need to talk to God when we don't have no pains in our body. We need to talk to him when it seems like everything is going great and we're having a wonderful time with one another and when we're in fellowship one with another. That's a good time to give God praise. But when you wake up in the morning and realize that it's not as bad as it could be because it could have been the other way. You couldn't have gotten up this morning. You could have just laid there, slumbered, and slept, and not ever got out of the bed one more time. But because God is who he is, he so ordained that this day, that those of us that are here would be here. And I thank God for those that have come this morning because we come to recognize that this is the Lord's day. We come to declare that because it is Christmas Day, that don't give us an excuse or a day off. How are you going to get a day off from God? That there are folk that got every time to do everything but the right thing. We got time to go where we want to go, but when it comes time to come into the house of God, we always got an excuse. Somebody might have said, well, 10 o'clock, that's too early to start our service. I'm accustomed to coming at 11 o'clock. But any time we come together, we ought to be glad that God has allowed us another opportunity. How many of you know that we don't have to wait till we get here to give God praise? I believe if somebody talked to God from last Sunday to this Sunday, you've been talking to God in your house. You've been talking to God riding in your automobile. You looked out and saw just how good God is, and you couldn't help but tell God thank you. We live in a time where tragedy is on every hand, and it's always one thing after another. But I found out that there's nothing greater than God himself. And so as we celebrate the birth of Christ on this day, we need to realize that he is still God all by himself. We talk about the day of his birth, and it was prophesied many years ago to the people of God, giving them hope and encouragement that a better day would come. despite all of the many things that they had done in their lives, all of their disobedience and all the time that they failed, all the times that they turned back on God, somebody realized if I open up my mouth and I have a repentant spirit and I ask the Lord to forgive me of the wrong that I've done, God has so much love and compassion that he will hear my humble cry. Anybody cried out to God and said, Lord, I know that I've been in this state before, but I'm here once again. And I'm saying, Lord, forgive me and help me to be a better me. Help me to do the thing that you would have me to do, because I realized that I would be nothing without you. I found out that I cannot move if it wasn't for the power of God. But the Bible declared that that's how we have our being. That's how we are able to move. And I thank God that he is a God that always has a listening ear. And not only a listening ear, but a compassionate heart. God steps in. When that so-called friend steps out, God is already right there. When that one that said that, I don't know what you're going to do, then you start thinking in your mind, I know who I'm going to call on. Anybody realize that there are times when you can call on God and you don't even have to open up your mouth? The saints of old used to say, if I couldn't say a word, I just wave my hand, because there are times when I don't have the proper words to say, but God knows all of our emotions. God knows the things that we are thinking. God knows what we are feeling, and God knows when we feel like praising him and when we don't. Then God realized sometime that I need to stir you up just a little bit to let you know that I'm God. I'm the one that's still in control. God need to let you know that you didn't get up by the alarm clock this morning. You didn't get up because somebody came in and called your name, but God himself called your name. I'm so glad that God called me this morning, woke me up out of my slumber and my sleeping, and allowed me another opportunity to come to the house of God. And on this great day, the day that our Savior was born, we ought to give God some praises while we have a chance. Prophet Isaiah speaks of a sign. He says that therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. That sign, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning that God is with us. Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us is born, a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Look at all of these powerful names that refer to Jesus the Christ. And Jesus hadn't came in the flesh just yet. But Isaiah began to talk to the people of God, letting them know that don't give up in despair. Don't let the enemy fool you. Don't think that because you turn your back on God, he's going to turn his back on you. What God is waiting on you to do is just to open up your blinded eyes. God is waiting on us to sort of get the scales off of our eyes and to take the hardness out of our heart. You know how some folk just hard-hearted? Some folk don't care about nobody or nothing. And so we got to understand that we serve a God that is ever loving and is everlasting. And I know that he's wonderful. He's done some wonderful things in our lives. I know that he's a good counselor, because every now and again that small, still voice just come down and say, you better check yourself. Every now and then he remind me that I'm with you every step of the way. Didn't you know that I promised you that I'd never leave you, neither would I forsake you? Anybody glad that God's been walking with you? God said when he sent me on this mission, he said, go ye into all the world, teaching them and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And don't worry about going, because, and lo, I'll be with you always. So you don't ever have to go all by yourself. See, sometimes you may feel like you're by yourself, but you're not by yourself. You may be sitting in the house and there's not another person in there that you're talking to, but there's a spirit in that house. And if it's the wrong spirit, you need to open up the door and kick that devil out. You don't have to allow the devil to abide in your place. All you got to do is start praying and talking about Jesus. You talk about Jesus too much, the devil got to flee. You talk about the love of God, the devil can't stand it when you talk about God. When you talk about how good God is, and even though the enemy may attack your body sometimes, isn't it wonderful how God is a healer? Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Those times when the doctor said one thing, but God just stepped in and touched your body. Look at what God can do. Won't he do it? When nobody else can, God will do it. Nobody else understands, God understands. Don't nobody want to praise him? God knows that you can praise him all by yourself. I wonder this morning, anybody come to praise God?
Oh, we thank God for this day, but thanking God for everything that you got. But the best thing you got this morning was breath. That's the best thing that you could have got this morning. Because as long as you're living, you got some hope. Bible declared through King Solomon, a living dog is better than a dead lion. So even though you might be nasty and ratchet, you can still have some hope. Long as there's a breath in your body, you can call on the name of a mighty God. And God can look beyond all of your faults. Anybody realize that you got some faults? You got some things that just don't add quite up. Every now and again, you got to line things up. And if you're getting out of your lane, get back in your lane. See, it's a dangerous thing to get out of your lane. Sometimes you got to watch those that's watching you. It's all right to be watched. Better keep your eyes open. Watch and pray. You just moved. You know you're supposed to be right there. That's all the Bible declares, that if we would pray without ceasing, men should always pray. And as we pray, we got to continue to watch for God's move. God will move on our behalf. God has already moved on our behalf. Because God looked at us and he realized that there's nobody down there out of all the creations that I made. Nobody is able. Nobody is worthy enough. Nobody has the ability to save my people from their sins. And so we realize that this everlasting Father, this Prince of Peace, he would become the light of the world. He would come with purpose and have all authority to rule this great land. Even though we celebrate on this 25th day of December, let us be mindful to give honor where honor is due, knowing that it's not because of our goodness that he has come, but on the contrary, it's because of our sins and wickedness. Paul puts it like this: all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there is no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. Not that of a lamb or a goat, but our Savior shed his own blood to save us from our sins. But in order for him to get to that blessed day, some 33 years later, in order for him to do that, first of all, he had to be born. You see, the Lord knew that he didn't have nobody down here to make amends for the sins of the world, so the Word became flesh. And as we look here in the Word of God, the Bible declares, and this used to be one of my favorite passages to read, because anytime when you're in the house of God and you have an opportunity to read the Word of God, you need to read something you're comfortable with, especially when you have a choice. Don't just jump up and start reading something that you hadn't read it before, so you don't know what's in there. So what I used to do as a young boy, I used to read 1 John 1 through 10 all the time. So it became very familiar to me. And so I'm so glad that even though at that time when I was reading it didn't quite have the understanding, God blessed me to live long enough to understand what I'm reading. That there are those of us in here now, we read, but do you have an understanding? Are you comprehending what God is saying? Because if you're not comprehending, if you're not getting anything out of it, it's not going to do you any good. And what God's word can do, it can pull you out of some things. It can make you realize and make you see things in a different manner. Now, but the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. So I still can't understand. Out of all the blessings that God bestowed upon the children of Israel, how in the world could they honor and serve a stone, a piece of iron, or a piece of gold when that was made by the creation of God himself? How are you going to make a God out of what God has made? And then you put that over the God that made everything. That's why they got in so much trouble, because they were so stiff-necked and hard-headed and so weak-minded, they would allow what everybody else was doing to fall down on them. Sometimes you got to stray away from the crowd. Sometimes you got to get away from those know-it-alls and those that want to say that if you don't do it my way, then there's no other way. God's way is the best way. For in him is life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Bible declared there was a man sent from God whose name was John. saying, came as a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. So when we talked about that last week, we realized that John the Baptist had a very particular place in God's program. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. So his responsibility was to lay the groundwork, to let somebody know that I'm here and I'm a child of the King, but there's one coming after me that's got more power than I got. There's one coming after me. That's the one you need to look for. So think about all of those that had died and waited on the Messiah to come, and they died and went on, and some of them never thought about it again. All the family members that have been preached to. There's going to be a Messiah coming. There's going to be a Savior to come and save us from our sins. But in the midst of all of it, they come and they go. Now, we are somewhat in the same position then, in that we have heard that Jesus is coming again. And so we don't know the day nor the hour, but as believers, we claim it to be true that he is coming back again. Now, it's up to us individually to believe it or let it go. So now, if you believe it, then that lets us know that you ought to be making some type of preparations to be ready. Are you ready this morning? This is the day that he was born, but it's also the day that he could come back. So if he come back today, are you ready to go back with him, or are you going to go and try to hide yourself? I come to let you know there's no hiding place. You can't hide from the power of a loving God. This God that I'm talking about, he was the one. He was the one in the world. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And then what I love about this word, it says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Nobody else had anything to do with it. Nobody could change it. Nobody could stop it. God made a decision that I'm going to send my son down to be born, and he's going to come in the flesh. So the Bible declared the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So now when we look at this, we realize that he existed in the beginning and he was already with God. But being with God, he couldn't do what God needed him to do for us. God realized that we needed a Savior. So in order to have a Savior, we find that the Word became a man and dwelt temporarily among us. The one that once dwelt in the Old Testament tabernacles now comes as a human being. So our Savior has come. In order for this to happen, God himself chose a peasant girl named Mary. Girl that was espoused to a man by the name of Joseph. I'm just going to tell you this little story one more time. Till the Lord will, I tell you again next year. But I found out that Joseph and Mary had plans for marriage, but God had plans for salvation. She was willing and grateful to do whatever the Lord had for her to do for her. She said, by your word, let it be done. Now the story goes on, an angel by the name of Gabriel stopped by and talked to Mary and talked to Joseph and gave them some insight what God was doing and allowed them to know that God was in the midst of what was going on in their lives. And so I just come to let you know this morning that when Mary realized that she was going to be used by God, God told her that I'm going to allow you to have a boy. And when you have this child, name him Jesus, because he's going to save the people from their sins. Now, we realize that last week when we talked about it, Mary had a little visit with Elizabeth. Let Elizabeth know that I, too, have been blessed by the best. But then Elizabeth realized that one that's in your womb is greater than the one that's in my womb. And I'm glorifying God because just by hearing your voice, my baby leaped in my womb because there's something about Jesus. When the Lord gets a rest, Everybody ought to want to thank God for all that the Lord God has done. So we realize that it is time now, that we realize that she left and she hid herself for 5 long months. But I thank God that she didn't have to hide, because you can't hide from God. But now we find that Mary realizes that I'm a child of the King, and God is going to use me in a mighty special way. Found out that now it's time that all of the people go and pay their taxes. You got to understand that we got the law of God, but you also have to follow the law of the land. Bible said all of them went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. Joseph went also from Galilee into the city of Nazareth. And he said into the city of David, which is called the house of Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Realize that I come to be taxed, and he had Mary, his wife, with him. Now, at that particular time, the Bible declared that Mary was great with child. And it was so that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. In other words, Mary's time was up. It was time for Mary to have the baby. But I thank God this morning that I serve a mighty God, a God that knows everything that's going on in our lives. God realized that this peasant girl named Mary, she carried my son for 9 long months. Now it's time for her to have the baby. She didn't have to worry about what she gonna name the baby. But the angel told her, name him Jesus. Anybody know the name Jesus? She brought forth her first begotten son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because the Bible declares that there was no room for them in the inn. I wonder, have anybody in the house, have you made any room for Jesus? Or are you like the innkeeper? Are you one of those that won't make no space for the Savior? You got to find a way to let God in. You got to let some of the other mess out of your system. Got to let God be God all by himself. So I thank God that God allowed Mary to have her baby. And even though there was no room in the inn, I thank God for the stable, the manger, that God was able to get there. And they laid him down in the trough that they normally feed the animals out of. But as I read the background history, I realized that we call Jesus the bread of life. So what better place to put the bread of life than in an eating feeding trough? I thank God that he came in humble beginnings. And because the Lord God came, we got a right to the tree of life. Bible declared that there was shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by the night. Isn't it good to know that there's something good happening in your neighborhood? The angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. When they saw the angel of the Lord come around them, they got afraid down on the inside. But I stopped by to tell somebody, you don't have to be afraid of the power of God. For when God sends you a messenger, when God sends you a message, you better have a listening ear. I thank God for this man called the shepherd. But the shepherd realized that I'm nothing but a child of the King. I've been laying out in the field all night long, because I don't know whether somebody might come and try to steal my sheep. But I'm so glad this morning that I found that God got everything under control. For the Bible says he was watching over the flock by night. Then the angel came and made him afraid. But I'm so glad that the Lord came and spoke up for the angel. For the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. In other words, I got some good news to tell you. That must Messiah that you've been waiting on, Jesus the Christ, has been born. For I want to let you know that the angel said, don't have no fear. I got great tidings of good things for all of the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I realize that on December the 25th, it may not be an accurate date of the birth of Christ, but I'm not worried about what day is accurate or not. All I want to know is that my God was born. I'm so glad that he was born. I'm so glad that he came in the flesh. And when he came in the flesh, he came with all power in his hand. For unto you this day is born a Savior of the world. He shall be a sign unto you. you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger. Suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, oh, Lord, I just want to thank you. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward all men. When the Lord God comes in the midst, somebody ought to have a praise on their lips. Is there anybody in the house this morning realize that the Lord God is on your side? I want to thank my God for Jesus the Christ. I realize that God blessed Mary and Mary blessed us when he allowed the baby Jesus to come on the outside. When he came out in the flesh, he came to die for your sin and my sin. But he wasn't nothing but a little bitty baby. But look at the power that the baby had. I want to let you know that I got an announcement this morning that my Savior is not dead, but he is yet still alive. He's just alive today as he was on 2,000 years ago when he was laid there in a manger and the Lord God allowed him to have his breath. I want to let you know that the Word became flesh. And when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, it allowed us to know God all by himself. I thank God for walking with me. I thank God for talking with me. I thank God for being my friend. What a friend I got in Jesus. And I'm so glad this morning that I got a God that looks high and he sits down low. I got a God that reached down in my bedroom, touched my old feeble body. Let me know that I'm a healer. Let me know that I am a keeper. Is there anybody in the house? So glad that Jesus was born. For if you thank God for Jesus, there's power in that name. I thank God for the name Jesus. I thank God for the good news. And I stop by to share that good news. Tell your children when you get home that Jesus is still alive. Let them know that it's Jesus' birthday. And when you have a birthday party, somebody ought to have a good time. When you have a birthday party, there ought to be joy down on the inside. Is there anybody happy that Jesus was born on that day? Is there anybody glad that the Lord is on your side? Is there anybody know this morning that you got the greatest gift of all? He was wrapped in a manger. I'm so glad that he wasn't in a bag. I'm so glad that you can't put him in a box. Because if you put my God in a box, he has a way of breaking himself out and letting you know that he's God all by himself. And I heard that if you call on the name of the Lord, that the Lord will be right there by your side. Anybody call him this morning? Anybody want to tell God thank you? Anybody glad to have the Lord on your side? Somebody ought to help me say thank you for the power of a loving God. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. It's your day. And because it's your day, everything ought to be all right. So don't worry if you didn't have materialistic things. You still got Jesus. Don't worry if you couldn't buy somebody something or nothing. You still got Jesus. It's not all about this modern-made thing we do anyhow. But we need to take it back to where it started. And it started right there in Bethlehem, in a manger. He was King of Kings, Lord of Lords. But he didn't come in the splendor of a prince or a king. He wasn't laid in simple linen, but swaddling clothes. Just something to just wrap him up and keep him warm, keep him safe. Don't you know that we spend so much unnecessary money on things that are going to be here today and gone tomorrow? But Jesus the Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The day that the Word became flesh, that was the day that our Savior was born. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Had he not been born, then we would all be lost. But because he lived, we too shall live. I'm so glad to be able to be a witness as to what God can do. But you know what God wants us to do is just to slow down, be still and let him be God. We worry about so much and we want to do everything, but you can't do it all. And there's some folk that's not going to understand what God is doing in your life. But you ought to be able to share with them some good news. You can tell it in your own way. Because sometimes, before you show them what you got, teach them who made it possible. And you teach them who made it possible, then they will appreciate the things that they have even the more. I'm so glad to be where I am right now. Because I know that it wasn't by any of my doings, but the mercy and grace of God. I'm going to say this and I'm finished. Don't let nothing rattle or shake your faith. Even when it seems like you just don't know what to do and you've been knocked up against the wall, you look to those hills from where your help comes from. You remember that you can call the name Jesus and it'll make a difference in your situation. Sometimes when you get mad, instead of cussing, say Jesus. You just keep on saying Jesus and that cuss gonna get up out your mouth. Because Jesus has a way of making you realize and understanding that he is God. He's a way maker. He's a deliverer. And he had to come